lethargic.
Tad. We're giving Tad credit for that.
Tad, yeah. Good job, Tad.
We'll have coaches say the words and then open up questions, and then we'll try to get Blake, Julius, and Stephanie here.
Okay, so first day, had a great showing. You know, guys started to filter in really over the last couple of days and even as far as last week. So it was great to see him in the building again and then have that time to really talk more than just, hey, how are you? You know, that casual greeting. But really good vibe in the building. I think it's, sometimes you sit there and you get a feel for your team. And here we put up some of the new additions to the team. And there was, 9 or 10 new guys there and new guys with the draft that will be coming in. So, it feels like, okay, here we go. We got to get back to where we are. I know some of the advice I've got was you never left off where you ended. You got to start over again. And by that we mean with our culture and how we go about doing things, because some of these guys are hearing it for the first time. But, I think the challenge for us now is to bring these guys together to form that, that strong team. But we've got some strong personalities. You can see that already on the team, which is a good feeling. A lot to get done, though. We got a lot of work to do. We're working on the draft and then installing a new offense and defense, adding some things. So that part of it's good. But just some housekeeping items, reminding the team, how we do things. And the first couple of days, they're going to meet individually. We don't start install for a couple of days here. They'll meet one-on-one with their coaches and get a chance to come up with their vision, areas that they need to improve, get better tapes or point of attack tapes, where guys that were here last year will watch tape with their coaches. But just that, getting an idea of understanding their role and what we're asking them to do. So it's a good time of the year.
What was the participation like? I know they don't have to be here, but just roughly, sure. Did you?
I think it was pretty good. We'll get the final results. I think there's a couple guys that weren't here, but, they reached out and called. One was, had school. He's finishing up a final. So, he should be here tomorrow.
Did you want to say who they are?
No.
Okay.
But you can probably guess. Well, I think, a couple messages. One, some of the same thing, just, go through our philosophy again. But then, challenge them. I think this offseason, our guys felt like they really need to make improvement. So along that lines was to have their best offseason. And just seeing guys, I was really impressed with the offensive line. They really came back in. Luke Joko put on, 13, 14 pounds. Brandon Linder is up close to 320. These guys, and they just, I think they have more mass to them. So I was really pleased with how that group came back. But a lot of guys, Jonathan Ciprian, Mercedes, these guys have come back, and I think they really took it to heart. And, I think there's guys that always do that. You just want the numbers up there. And, our message was there's no limit. We have no limits. And no limits in how hard we work, no limits in how fast we bring this together and form this brotherhood with the team, with some new guys coming in to add to what we've already built. And, it was more on that tone.
Rookies, they got to go through all the draft process, the workouts, the combine and all that stuff. They really don't have the time that they had this past January, February, March to really kind of decompress and figure things out. Can you see a difference in your, experience? Do you see a difference?
The rookies that we brought in?
Yeah, from last year.
Do
you see a difference generally in rookies when they don't have to deal with all that stuff? They're able to come in with more of a clear head type of
thing? Yeah, I think so. You hope so. I know that idle time and some money always is two things that you're a little bit worried about. But for the most part, we'll see after we get some of the results back, but it felt right. It felt like a lot of these guys made really good progress. And I'm sure there'll be some that didn't progress as much as they needed to. But overall, the rookie class, I thought, did a pretty good job. Telvin, Blake. Blake looks really good. Blake's dropped some weight, looks leaner. And just his mindset and conversations I had with him today, it's in the right direction.
What do you like skill set-wise with Wisniewski?
Well, first of all, I like his leadership. That's a strong suit of his. I think his knowledge of our offense is a good thing. I think he brings flexibility. He can play center and guard. And just his overall temperament. You know, he ran the show for the offensive line last year at Oakland, made all the calls, made all the adjustments. So I think that brings great value. Now, he won't be with us. He won't be able to practice till training camp. And here's a guy that's voluntary, and he showed up today. And a great message by him, and really wants to help out the offensive line group, build that relationship with them. So, you know, he's competing within that environment as well.
Something that could go into training camp, or you expect first day?
What was brought to my attention, we expect him first day that he should be good.
How much can he help, particularly with you got Linder, you got so many young guys still on this line?
I think he can help out a lot. You know, that was my challenge to him, you know, when he came in here was, you know, his role was not only to take care of himself and make sure he's ready to go, but also spread that through the whole group. And, you know, really challenged him in that aspect, and one that I think he really looks forward to.
This is a make-or-break year for Jokel.
No, that's not how we talk. It's more, hey, you need it. I think you felt like – it's like Blake. You know, he went through this year, and he went into the off season, and he said, okay, I know what I need to get right. I need to talk to guys like Drew Brees. I need to, you know, throw with guys like that. I need to visit with some other people and come up with a routine. And some of the areas that I felt I was weak in during the season, I need to turn those into strengths. And I think Luke, it feels like that's the same for him because it was his first full year. Like, okay, I played left tackle. I understand some of the things I need to work on. I'm going to go get that right. Our coaches were talking about his vision. And, you know, we got to work with him with obviously pass sets and things like that, but his overall leverage. But it's not where last year we were talking about his strength. You know, hey, let's get your strength right. We got to work on that. Well, he did a great job in the offseason, so now it's getting into more of those technical things. So, you know, we look for him to make a good jump this year. But make or break, you know, we don't talk like it in those terms.
First 2 years, we saw this big type of both hands. We talked about improvement. That's the same this year.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I've always said that, you know, I think I mentioned this before at the owners' meetings. You know, there's the talk of needing to win or wanting to win. And I think that, you know, our philosophy is we want to win. It's extremely, extremely important to us. But wanting to win is more of a process oriented. It's more, hey, let's not make irrational decisions. Let's make good, smart decisions that benefit this organization. There's urgency in wanting to win. There is that. It's operating on the mindset that, hey, we're process oriented, therefore we get better every day, and we're after being our best. That's more want to win. Need to win is more, I think, to us as an organization, irrational decisions. Panic mode, you know, still urgency, obviously, in that. But that's not the mode we want to go into. We have a clear vision. We want to stay true to it. So we stay in that want-to-win type mentality.
So you're not, it's like, well, I've got to win this year. It's my third year.
No, we got to get better. We got to be our best. And, yeah, that part won't change. The strength in it. The challenging that we have of players, you know, some of the talks that we had maybe with a Jonathan Cyprian, his first year or even his second year, this year it's kind of football 501 now. So that part of it is what we're asking him. We're going to challenge our guys even more so this year than ever to get out of their comfort level. And I think when you challenge them that way and they have some success, it breeds confidence.
Gus, the offense gets Greg's playbook today.
Yeah.
You know, Marquise struggled a little bit last year to learn the offense. Even someone like Blake, third offense in 3 years. How concerned are you about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's not ideal. You'd like to have consistency in the learning part of it, and that's always challenging. But I believe when these guys get in the system, it truly is a system from start to finish in every situation that we're in. So there'll be some challenging times, that part of it, but I think the players will appreciate that. That was one thing in my conversations with Blake and those guys going through the process was, you know, a very system-orientated attack. Not that it wasn't that way last year. We had to make some adjustments just because of the youth we had, but I think we're going to challenge them more in that aspect.
Can you look and identify if you're a skill guy, or is it just completely night and day from what Coach Fish had?
Position they play, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I think we can identify that. That's, you know, since, you know, Greg and Doug and Nathaniel and Kelly Skipper and along with the guys that are there, that was one of the first things we did was really look at all the film and try to find out the traits that we have and, now to best utilize them. We know more now about Marquise Lee. You know, we know, hey, let's get a position for him, let him get a lot of reps at that position, and that's when he's going to have the best chance to be successful. That's what we determined last year, and it showed up on tape. So I think that we have a pretty good idea where their skill sets will lead them to as far as position, but we're going to try to be flexible and, you know, put guys where they best have a chance to, you know, try to get the top guys on the field.
Have you guys had any talks about Adrian Peterson?
No. Not really. Not between Dave and I. I mean, a while ago, but it was just conversation, not in a direction that we would go.
Jeff, of all your position groups, do you think offensive line has the most room to improve?
Do I think it is? Yeah, I think so. I think that the offensive line, we're really excited about these guys now. You know, it just feels like, you know, they're all got the size, they've got the weight now, they've got the strength. So we feel like, and their mindset, I think that it kind of stung them at times last year, and they're coming back with just a completely different mentality. I think, you know, as far as an overall group that really took this offseason and really improved just by the way they walked in and some of their testing results, I feel like that is a group that we could see that.
Did this team win with an average offensive line? And by average, I mean really average, like right in the middle of, in terms of the NFL.
Well, I think if that average offensive line can protect the quarterback and, you know, you can establish a run game with it, that's the thing. So I think that, you know, you can be successful without an elite, great offensive line. I do believe that. You know, if you got good skill set around it.
What was Olsen's feedback on Wisniewski when you talked to him about
really,
it?
Really liked him. I give credit to Wiz. I mean, he definitely had a plan. He was going to go on all of his visits. He had quite a few visits. And I know we were one of those. And his thought process was he was going to check things out and really try to find a good fit for him. And fortunately, he came back to Jacksonville. So, and I'm sure that, you know, having worked with Greg and Kelly Skipper and understanding what they're about and kind of the system he's getting into. But I also think that what we challenged him on, you know, as far as leading in that process, how we saw him and his role, I think that's something he came back to and really gravitated towards.
What specifically did Greg like about him?
I think his play, that he really had total command of the offense, really took charge for the offensive line, you know, leadership.
They faced a lot of pressure last year, and they allowed very few sacks. How much credit do you give Wisniewski in that?
Well, I think that they all have a part of it. You know, obviously, if he's directing things and the protections and things like that, he plays a big part of it, but, you know, some of it is the style of passing that they use and the quarterback decision-making and the backs blocking. And, you know, there's a whole big part of it, but definitely a part of that.
Hey, Gus, as your guys get ready to compete, you could have as many – is it fair to say you could have as many as 8 or 9 new starters on this team this year?
You know what? I never sat down and looked at it like that. You know, I just feel like we've improved. And, you know, obviously you get some guys in free agency like a Julius Thomas, and you think, well, you kind of pencil him in as a starter. I mean, you know, so there's guys like that you project at needs that you have. But we really want to make it, you know, a competition. I know with Wiz, that's how I talked to him. I said our central theme is competition, and we feel good about the guys that are there, but we need competition, and let's see what takes place.
Bernard Pierce, he had a DUI last year. He had an incident in a nightclub, and are you concerned about that? Or
well, I think we had a conversation about it. And, you know, and I think for him it feels like, hey, I want to take advantage of this opportunity. I think, you know, in my conversations I felt that from him. So, you know, I think, you know, people make mistakes, but, you know, I think you trust people until they prove unreliable. And I know I've talked to you before about I trust people from the start, but there's that point where if they're unreliable, then, you know, sometimes you got to make those tough decisions. But now, just in my conversations, you know, hopefully he's learned from it and wants to take advantage of this.
Finish up with D-Rock.
What kind of reports or feedback did you get about Blake or from Blake about the improvements he made mechanically, the stuff that you guys wanted him to work on?
Well, he really feels good. That's why my conversation with Nathaniel and Greg were saying he feels really good about his offseason, and that's a good sign. You know, don't deter that or don't take away from that. He feels good. Let's add to that. And I think he just, you know, he's not there yet, but I think he has a clearer view or clearer feel of what it should be like. You know, I think now when he goes out and does a routine, he has a very set, structured routine that he truly believes in. And I think last year at times he was trying to figure that out. So I think, you know, that's one example. But he feels like a more confident. He's always had confidence, but I think he's even more confident, I think, in what he can bring.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.